Chapter 3. Grendel's Mother. A merry celebration was held to honor Beowulf for killing Grendel. The king brought out his treasures. He gave Beowulf a banner, a helmet, and a coat of chain armor. The king also gave the young man a famous sword that had been passed down to him from his father. Then 8 fine horses were brought within the hall. One of them was saddled with King Hrothgar's own saddle, decorated with silver. Hrothgar gave all of these to Beowulf, telling him to enjoy the gifts well. To each of Beowulf's men, the king also gave rich gifts. The minstrels sang, and the beautiful queen served drinks to the king and Beowulf. The queen also gave gifts of fine clothes, armbands, and a gold collar.
"Use these gifts," she said, "and live well. Because of your bravery, everyone will know your name."
Great was the joy of all until evening came. Then the hall was cleared of the long seats and laid with beds. Beowulf, like the king, had his own room to rest in for the night. The nobles lay down in the hall. At their heads, they set their shields and placed ready their helmets and chain armor. Each slept, always ready to go into battle for his lord, yet little dreaming what deep trouble was to fall on them. Hrothgar's men had lain down to rest, but death was to come for one. Grendel was dead, but Grendel's mother, a cruel witch, still lived. She was very angry at the death of her son. She made her way to the king's palace and entered the great hall in secret. She grabbed one of the nobles, Lord Baron, the king's dearest friend, and killed him in his sleep. The cries of the men in the hall were great. The knights jumped up with swords in hand, but the witch hurried to escape. She wanted to get out with her life. The old king felt deep pain when he heard that his dearest friend had been killed. He sent for Beowulf, who, like the king, had had his own room that night. The youth came before Hrothgar and asked if all was well.
"Do not ask if things go well," said the upset king. "We have fresh sad news this morning. My dearest friend and greatest knight, Lord Baron, has been killed. You have destroyed Grendel with the strength God has given you, but now another monster has come. I have heard the country folks say that there were 2 huge monsters. They were seen hunting over the moors by night. One had the form of a man and was bigger by far. It was he that they called Grendel, but the other was like a woman, as near as they could make out. These 2 were often seen around a land of wild swamps and windy rock faces. In that area, a waterfall falls into the blackness below, and large trees with wild roots hang over it. A strange fire is seen shining there night after night. None can tell how deep the water is. It is a frightening spot. You are our only hope. Will you dare to enter this horrible place?"
Quick was Beowulf's answer.
"Fear not, O king. Let us be quick to track the monster. We must be brave and kill her before she comes back for us. I promise you this other monster shall not escape me. She will not even be able to hide from me below the earth or in the ocean."